on today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, SDI, ProPresenter 8, and Progressive Live. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions. So just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, there's no video for you to leave it under. No problem. Just go over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA for Church Tech Cast questions and answers, and leave your question under one of those videos. Doesn't really matter which, although if you want to find this one, that's cool. So, Coco, on an article I wrote for Church Mag, says, Paul, thanks for your article. You're welcome. Currently, I am using an analog video coax cable for our church. Three iMag cameras feeding video to our data video SE500 switcher and going to an Eterol V4 mixer to mix the iMag feed and text lyrics from Easy Worship. Then it goes to video amplifier and distributed to four LCD TVs, one main projector, one hard disk recorder. Okay. We are planning to buy a new iMag camera to replace an old dying Sony Mini DV camera. I plan to get a second-hand Sony EX1 because it has SDI output, and if we change our switcher in the future, it will be compatible. Plan switcher Blackmagic Production Studio 4K. Okay, that all makes sense. Our main projector has HDMI but no SDI. It is located around 120 feet from our control room, going through wall and ceiling. If I use the new mixer, what kind of cable do you recommend to feed the projector? Is HDMI over Ethernet cable or run SDI and get an SDI to HDMI converter at the end of the cable? Okay. So, I guess all that to say, as long as you've got RG6 that you're running your composite video signal through, because that's what it sounds like to me, you're doing this all composite, then it should be a pretty simple transition to go to SDI, because SDI also runs through RG6. So as long as you've got enough bandwidth on that cable, because it's RG6 or RG6U or something like that, a shielded RG6, then I think that that would be the better way to do it, because you won't have to run a new cable. You see, the problem with HDMI is it's designed for consumer use. So up until probably a year ago on HDMI.org, it listed a long cable run as being 10 meters. Now, for us stupid Americans, 10 meters is around 33 feet. So you are about four times that. You're right in saying that it just really won't work over that distance. You could go do a Balin and go over Cat 5, but Cat 5, Cat 6, Cat 5e, whatever, whatever it requires. But I've run into a few people that, because HDMI can be a little wonky, they ran into problems where if there was an interference with the ground, a ground loop, hum, dirty power, anything like that, they would lose the signal. In fact, a friend of mine who's an integrator, he installed a system, and every time he was there, it worked perfectly. But during the church services on the weekend, he had a problem. So he was trying to figure out why this was, and he finally convinced the church to turn everything on. And he slowly eliminated things. It turns out it was the furnace. The furnace was adding some interference to the ground, which was causing some issues. And so as soon as he replaced that, that made the problem go away. So I'm a little hesitant to recommend Balans for HDMI, you know, going over Ethernet type cable, not strictly speaking Ethernet, because it's not a network, it's using that same kind of cable, because of this story that I've heard. I also do some freelancing for a local AV firm, and they put in these HDMI to SDI converters all the time. So they'll go from SDI or from HDMI to SDI and back like crazy. They run the cable, then they wind it all up, and they're done. And I've seen them do it probably 20 or 30 times with no problems whatsoever. So that's another reason, you know, given that they're using the same stuff over and over and over again, it seems a little hardier. And given that you already have that, also makes me think that that's probably the way to go. Love Ellie on Google Plus says, how can I work with ProPresenter 8? Please, anyone. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to find a professor named Doc Brown. He has a DeLorean from 1984, 1985, something like that. Now, make sure that he has recently filled up the Mr. Fusion, and make sure that the gas tank does not have holes in it, and hop in, pay no attention to the fact that you're going to be breaking the speed limit doing 88 miles an hour, and then go forward about 3 or 4 years, and you can work with ProPresenter 8, because ProPresenter 8 hasn't been released yet. I couldn't resist. I think probably what you meant, Ellie, or Love, or whatever, I think probably what you meant was work with ProPresenter 6 on Windows 8. If that's the case, ProPresenter 6 has just recently released a beta that they're working on to firm up. A lot of people have had good luck with it. They changed out the code base to get rid of some of the instabilities that people were seeing with ProPresenter 6. And so I think that that might be the way to go. Sorry for my little joke. I just couldn't resist because I'm a big geek. Okay, so one more question today. And that comes from ReptileGamers00 on YouTube. If we're stuck with a bad download speed due to location, could we use a progressive download? Is there an option to record a video to a hard drive and then stream it, but 10 minutes behind? So one church will start at a regular time, the other two will start 13 minutes later. Plenty of time to buffer the video. Kinda. Now, you're not going to record the entire thing because you're probably not going to be done. So that's the first thing for you to consider is, you're not going to record the whole thing because the service isn't going to be done. So that wouldn't work. I think what I would do is do something like churchstreaming.tv, which I use. They have a DVR function. So I would go with the streaming provider that has a DVR function and have them start the stream, you know, 13 minutes when it's actually live, but pause it, let it download those 13 minutes, and then unpause it at the 13-minute mark. I think that's probably the closest to what you have. If you had the entire service done and you could upload it, let's say you were an hour or two behind, and then have them go on YouTube, that would work as well. But I think that this DVR function, and there are other services that do that. I just know that churchstreaming.tv does. It seems like Ustream or Livestream also does it. So check that and see if that doesn't do what you need. I'd absolutely give it a try. A lot of services have a one-month trial. Give it a try, see if it works, and if it does, that's what I would go for. It's probably worth the money to pay for something that's like $100 a month to get the quality that you need. Well, I hope that helps you. I hope that one of those was one of your questions. And if not, just leave your question below the video or head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA. Either way, if you like this content, you'd probably love my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up a copy of my email newsletter over there, along with one of 5 church tech gifts, your choice. I'll let you choose. Also, you'd probably like some of the great stuff that I have at my store. Most of it's digital, but I do have some links to some hard copies of product and all, so you can get that. Also, go on over there and take a look at Church Tech U. Located at churchtechu.com, I have a community of church tech people that I'm getting started, and the ability for people to interact and just consume all the other things that are available on the trinitydigitalmedia.com/store page. So for one low monthly or yearly price, depending on which way you go, it can be as inexpensive as about 54 cents a day. So for something like that, you can get access to all this content and archived shows and discussions about them and books and even my video course, which is available nowhere else. So head over there and take a look today. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.